Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile has finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And it is outrageous that when one man, Mel Bond, had a revelation in which Jesus came to him and taught him how to pray with his whole heart, his whole ministry was transformed. He's seeing the deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk, the dead raised. I mean, you're seeing, Mel, you're seeing everything you read about in the New Testament. And the good news is it could happen to anyone. Tell me about that little 10-year-old girl that was blind in one eye and her face was deformed in Mexico.
Okay, this happened just about 2 years ago, and it's up in the mountains, a little town or village outside of Cuautla, Mexico. And if you get a hold of, I mean, there's just thousands of people in Cuautla that knows about this miracle, but there was a little girl in a tent church way up the mountains, and her face was deformed. She was born that way, and blind in one eye, the eye where the deformity was. After I prayed with my whole heart, right in front of her eyes, her face was recreated, and she received perfect eyesight.
Now, I think this is so wonderful, especially for someone like myself as an evangelist. You can just show a group of unsaved Jewish people or unsaved Muslims a spectacular miracle like this. And you know, it's the easiest thing in the world then for them to want to know the healer then after they've seen a demonstration of the kingdom. But let's bring this into where we are right now in this day, in this country. What happens to people in your church that are unemployed or that are losing their homes? Tell me how this wonderful way that God taught you to pray affects them.
Okay, well, just recently, there's a lady that's been coming to our church for maybe about 5 or 6 months. Her name is Linda McKinney, and she lives in O'Fallon, Missouri. And she's a widow lady. She's probably about 60 years of age, 65. She drives a school bus, very limited income. And she's a very conservative person and very cautious with her words. And she's always full of the joy of the Lord. And so she doesn't go around begging or hinting that she has needs. She would never do that. But so she learned the teaching of praying with your whole heart. She got $5,000 overdue in her rent because she's renting a house. And so she went to her rent lady and told her, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm extremely sorry, but I'm going to have to move and I will pay you all this money that's due, but, you know, I don't want to just keep letting it mount up. And so about a week or two later, before she had a chance to move out, her landlord called her back and said, God told me to just forget this. And so that's learning to pray with your whole heart. And so we've seen people in our church, testimonies beyond.
Oh, how about someone, give me an example of someone that got an unusual pay raise.
Okay, we've had a few of those and all over the world, different places that I go, I've taught this and I've seen people that, get jobs that they're not supposed to. There's a man by the name of Frank John Formaggio, and he was in prison for 22 years of being an accessory to murder. He wasn't involved at all. He just happened to be there. Long story. And so he gets out of prison. He gets born again, and he's coming to our church, learns to pray with his whole heart, and wasn't able to get a job, not supposed to get a job, and he was able to get a fantastic job working at a place where they don't hire ex-convicts at all or anybody with any kind of a criminal record at all, that he received a great job. And so we're seeing the impossible. God does the impossible. And it's just knowing God's word.
Now, why would God be interested? I understand that you and your wife have supernatural direction to get bargains when you go shopping. Why does God care about that?
Well, the Bible says that, you know, Jesus said in Mark 11:24, he'd give us the desires of our heart. And so God wants us to be blessed. And I think a real key is when you want to be a blessing. In Matthew 17:27, Jesus said that if you'll be a fisher of men, that, you know, in essence, I'll pay your bills. When he told Peter to go down and get the coin out of the fish's mouth, that told Peter that if you'll be a fisher of men, God will pay all of your bills. And that's one of the great secrets that we have learned, and God has taken care of us, because our focus is not on us. Our focus is on winning people to the Lord. And that's the reason why we use miracles and signs and wonders and the gifts of the Spirit. We use them to bless people, to glorify God, to win people to the Lord. And a side excursion is that God just blesses us.
Tell me about getting a brand new car without money.
Immediately I'm thinking of an automobile, and I didn't really want to be flashy, because of being in the ministry sometimes, you know, you get a lot of criticism. But we went to a salesman, and he had a beautiful, beautiful Lincoln Continental that was just it was a used Lincoln Continental, but, man, it looked like it was brand new, drove like a brand new car. And I didn't ask for any deals, but I prayed. I prayed with our whole heart. My wife and I, we looked at it, and we said, we like this car. And so we laid our hands on it, and we prayed. And the man gave us the car for about 60% off of what he would sell the car for to anyone else.
You know what I believe, Mel? When you pray for something like that, God sends a special angel that gives you favor when that happens. That's what I believe. What do you think?
I don't doubt that. Jesus said that he will give us a mouth and wisdom that our adversaries, or those people that have things, they'll not be able to gainsay nor resist. And that's what I do. I write on the contract what I will give them. And most of the time, it's pretty ridiculous. However, I'm giving people an opportunity to invest in God's kingdom, not my kingdom. It's God's kingdom. And what an opportunity.
You know what I find? I find many people like you pray for others to be physically healed. But then when they get sick, it seems like they don't have enough faith to pray for themselves to be healed. I see this happen often. How about you? Do you have enough faith for you and members of your immediate family to be healed when you pray for them?
Absolutely. My youngest daughter, she was legally blind. We have the documentation.
I'm looking at it. I've got it right in front of me.
Yeah, and what does it say?
It's actually an eye exam, and let me just pull this out. It says test use, smaller alphabet at 20 feet. You want me to read a doctor's handwriting, Mel?
Well, basically, I could just tell you what it says, that she was legally blind. She couldn't see 10 feet away if I had up one finger or if I had my hand up. After I prayed for her with my whole heart, she had 20/20 vision. You've got documentation for medical documentations for both, before and after.
How about for yourself when something happens to you? Give me an example of when you prayed.
My wife and I, we haven't taken any medicine whatsoever probably in 5 to 8 years. If we needed medicine, we would take it. But we get more attacks probably than anybody else because we're a bigger target. So we've had some extremely horrible situations, diseases and sicknesses. And
tell me about that problem with your esophagus.
Okay. This happened probably right around maybe 9 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that. And I had been having problems, and so I just didn't get real serious about it, and I had a lot of burning sensation. And so I finally went to the doctor, and he said that this muscle, I think they call it the spinster muscle that's between the esophagus and the stomach, he says mine was totally dead, and there's nothing that could be done, and that my stomach, I'd end up getting stomach cancer because the esophagus was already beginning to be eat up, and it was inflamed. And so he said, I'm going to take this medicine the rest of my life, every day. And so I thought, well, you know, that's what he's saying, but I'm going to trust God. So anyway, I did. I took the medicine for probably about 2 months because it just wasn't, you know, sometimes we just don't get serious. And that's where, that's the loophole that the devil can use. God will get as serious with us as we get with him. So when I decided I don't want to keep taking this medicine. And so I prayed with my whole heart, and truthfully, in that situation, and I think that sometimes you have instant miracles, but thank God that I don't take any medicine whatsoever, that I got where that I would just take, you know, I started backing off, and within probably 2 to 3 months, I was taking no medicine and haven't taken any since. It's been probably 8 years. If I needed medicine, I would take it.
Tell me about Donna, your wife, who was healed of thyroid problems.
Okay. And this happened. She went to the hospital, or went to the doctor, and he said she's going to have to take thyroid medicine the rest of her life because her thyroid isn't working. And so she did the same thing. And after a short period of time of just praying, trusting God, praying with your whole heart, sometimes we have battles, and sometimes, you know, there's instant manifestation, and sometimes it's a little bit progressive. And the upshot of the whole thing is it's probably been, I don't know, 5 to 8 years. She hasn't taken anything. After about a year of not taking anything, she went back to the doctor for her normal checkup, and he says, boy, this thyroid medicine is working great. I've never seen it work that good. And he says, just keep on taking it. And she says, I don't take any. And he says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Okay, if you want his book, and you got to be meshuggah nuts not to want it, Releasing God's Anointing, which covers how to pray with your whole heart, and then he amplifies it in the CD, the book and the CD, a donation of $22. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.